This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Amy Scott did a story for us, must be a couple of months ago now, about how big cash buyers are coming into a lot of real estate markets and snapping up available homes. That is still happening, and in some of the most expensive places in the country, looking at you, San Francisco Bay Area, it makes it almost impossible for regular people to compete. Now, though, there is a law in California meant to even the playing field. A bit. From KQED, Molly Solomon reports.
The single-story house is tan with brown trim. It sits on a quiet residential street with a steep, sloping backyard. And it's the place Jocelyn Foreman calls home.
This is my room right here.
The house she rents is in the East Bay city of Pinole, a suburb outside of San Francisco.
And then that room is my daughter's room where my grandson is. And then her twin lives in the other room.
For the better part of the last 20 years, Foreman says she and her children were homeless and couch surfing with relatives. It wasn't until she moved into this house more than 2 years ago that she finally had stability. That is, until she found a notice on the door. Her landlord had lost the home to foreclosure, and it was set for sale at an auction.
Like, the first thing that I thought was, where am I going to sleep? Whose house can I call?
But a new California law gives tenants of foreclosed properties 45 days to find the money to match a winning bid when foreclosed properties go to auction. So Foreman set out to test that new law. She went to the auction for the house she lives in. It was early March. She says there were a handful of people in plastic chairs, clutching folders and holding cell phones. The bidding began at $175,000. It ended at $600,000. Much more than Foreman could possibly match.
And I said, oh my goodness, you know, a little bit of me felt like this was going to happen.
The winning bidder was Wedgewood, a Southern California real estate company that flips thousands of homes every year. Greg Geiser is the company's founder and CEO.
If we make money, we make money on our efficiency, on what we do. We typically make money on our rehab because we can do it better, quicker, faster, and cheaper than somebody else.
But last year, Wedgewood bought one really controversial house in Oakland. A group of Black homeless mothers occupied the house and staged a protest to shine a light on increasing corporate home ownership, which they said has led to rising rents and growing homelessness. They called themselves Moms for Housing. The protest ended in January last year when the moms were evicted, and Wedgewood agreed to sell the house to a community land trust. That controversy also sparked debate in the legislature that resulted in the new state law that went into effect this year. Kevin Stein is the deputy director of the California Reinvestment Coalition. He says the new law
was an effort to kind of open the door to create an opportunity for families, for tenants to attain wealth through home ownership.
But the law didn't include any money to help people like Foreman buy those foreclosed houses. And it hasn't stopped companies like Wedgewood from buying up homes. Since the law went into effect, property records show Wedgewood alone has bought more than 100 homes across California. Almost all of them were paid in cash, and most were single-family homes, just like Foreman's house in Pinole. Eventually, Foreman was able to buy the house and celebrated at a recent public signing of her contract with the community land trust that bought the property. That land trust helped her raise the money, along with the assistance of an online fundraising campaign, to match Wedgewood's bid. Foreman will work out a financing deal to ensure that she can afford the monthly payments on the house.
This house was so important to me. It was my opportunity to break cycles for myself and for my children. I am beyond words right now.
But advocates say for the new law to be truly effective, the state will need to fund it so that more families, like Foreman's, can compete with real estate entities one house at a time. In Berkeley, I'm Molly Solomon for Marketplace.